Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Beautiful day. Today being the 24th of November 2025. Wow, the year has actually run so quick. And I'm glad to be back here today. You know what Manchester is like? The weather is always in and out. I call it Rainchester because you can always get anything any day. But it's been actually, for me, it's been a good weather today because I really don't like it anyway, so I feel the weather is cool and it's not actually bad, so I like it. So yeah, today we're having another epic topic that a lot of people are actually looking forward to hear today, because it's about the society, it's about what is our norm now, which is what we'll be talking about today. Last week, we spoke about purpose, faith, and mental health. And I think that was very interesting, especially I have a very good guest that was able to walk us through his journey as a young person, how he's navigating his faith, his purpose, and also his mental health. And we learn about balancing all these three things because they are very important. Today, the topic is going to be single parenting, the popular single parenting, and how we can strive even though we're still struggling. So the topic is single parenting, struggling, and striving. Yeah, like I said, the topic today is single parenting, struggling, and striving. And I have a wonderful friend of mine who is going to be, helping me with this very interesting topic today. And before I go deep further, I would like to do a quick shout out to our sponsor for this episode, and that's Peppermint Urban Cafe. It's based in Manchester here, and so they are the one that sponsored this very episode. As time goes on, I will give you the full details about what we do in Peppermint and how there's something special that's coming up in this very December. I'll give us full details in a bit. But yeah, shout out to Peppermint. They are the sponsor of this episode of Posh Beats Couch. So, without further ado, the name of my guest is Fatima. And she's a wonderful person, and I've known her for quite a while. And we spoke about different things. She's a very good friend that I actually take some courage from her. Because she's a single parent, and she actually, like a year or 2 years ago, graduated as a lawyer. And she's been able to balance being a single mom, having a career, which means that she goes to university, and also now she's working. And she has done all that all by herself, And I actually want to know, how does she cope? How does she manage to do all these things all by herself? Because I know we are in a world where single parenting is being normalized. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but it's just a reality. And I happen to grow up in one, and I know the importance of actually when there's one parent and there's the other either alive or not active. And we're going to unravel the advantage of actually having both parents and the advantage that family of actually raising child all by yourself, and also the pros and cons. Obviously, some parents are not together but they are doing co-parenting, and how effective also that is, we'll be able to discuss that. So before we go deeply, while we introduce Fatima to us, let's go on a short break, and the song we'll be listening to is Woman by Simi, and I'll be back in a minute.
Woman don't suffer, lower everybody.
She don't be woman
if she don't got him off her side. get assignment. It's so fast.
Africana.
Basically gets me into the mood of whatever I'm doing.
On Radio Africana.
The best radio station ever.
Yo, I heard about that on the radio.
There it is.
Welcome back, my people. Right, as usual, I'd always ask you, because I feel like people are like, Poshy, don't ask me, how am I today? Sorry, I didn't forget that part. How are you at home? How are you doing today? And that's a legit question I always ask every single time I'm on this show, like, how are you feeling today? And I hope you know that you can always reach out to me if you need anything to talk about. Because this is a community, it's a safe space for us to actually express ourselves, how we're feeling. It's okay to feel down. It's okay to wake up on the wrong side of the bed, like I can always say. It's okay to feel like, oh, my energy is not up there today. Yes, it's okay to cry also. But in all everything, the most important part is getting your mental health in the right space, because with that, you'll be able to function to your best ability. Right. So let's do this personal journey. So, Fatima, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm very good, thank you.
And when I say how are you, you mean you know what I mean?
I know.
You're good? I'm glad to hear that. I'm good also. I'm very well. Well rested, prep for this episode, because I know I have you, so I feel good. So yeah, so let's do some personal journey with you. Tell me about yourself, because a lot of people at home don't know who you are. So give us a quick bow about yourself.
My name is Fatima. I'm from Guinea-Bissau, country that speak Portuguese in West Africa. I live in Manchester like for almost 13 years now.
Okay.
It's okay. Okay. So, like I was saying, I live in Manchester for 13 years. Mm-hmm. I'm here with my family. Mm-hmm. I moved to Manchester, to UK, I mean, in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So,
so let me just ask you a direct question, Fatima. Mm. So, I know you have a son,
mm-hmm.
and how does he? Were you together with your partner before,
mm-hmm.
or how does it come about? How does it come about when you actually realize that, oh my God, I'm pregnant? Tell us the journey. Walk us through, the beauty and the challenge.
Let me go for challenge first. The challenge was when I had the news that I was pregnant. I was a bit sad. Mm-hmm. Because my mom passed away a year before that. So I was a bit worried, because I was young.
Mm.
I was a bit worried, like, how I'm going to cope with this, how I'm going to manage mm-hmm. the situation. So because we all need our parents or our mom to guide us for the first child. Mm-hmm. So it was a big challenge, but thank God I had some people that helped me a lot. But the good thing is when I had the news, it's not happy, unhappy, but I was surprised.
So it's like a mixed feelings.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. And I was like, I was quite happy. Okay, I'm going to be a mom. But I was the same time, I was like, what am I going to do? I don't know how to be a mom. So
so were you with your partner back then? Is it a joint decision to have a baby or does it just happen?
No, it just happened. It just happened.
Right. So but when you gave him the news, what was the reaction?
The reaction, it wasn't that good that time because I think he was scared too.
And
because
he wasn't ready also.
We are too young. And we are studying that time.
Right.
So, but by the time, like, I convinced him to go with me at the first appointment.
Okay.
So from there, start learning how to be a parent, how you can cope with your partner, how you can help your partner, and everything. So from there, we thank God now for what we have.
Right, that's good because I believe that must have been challenging for actually both of you. Because I heard what you said. You guys were young. You were not ready for this, and it happened. So
and also I want to add something. We didn't have a support from his parents.
Okay.
And my side because my mom passed away, so but I had support.
So those are the challenges that you faced, right? So let's talk about the emotion side of it, because when you hear that kind of news. I mean, I've been there, because obviously, the feelings will be all over. You're thinking, oh my God, what's going on here? Is this happening to me? Blah, blah, blah. So, I know you told me you have a mixed feelings and stuff like that. But when was the time when you realized that your partner, you guys are not going to be together for the child that's here now?
So, you mean when I was pregnant or when I had my son?
When you had your son.
That was like, when my son was four years old, we decided to not go along with our relationship because we tried to work it out, but we couldn't make it. And then we decided, I used to live in Belgium, so we are struggling in Belgium financially, emotionally. I think this is one of the reasons that break down the relationship. So then,
the struggle.
So then we decided to move to UK. I came first,
right?
Because he was he didn't have a permit to come to UK by the time. So I said to him, "Okay, I'm going first. I'll go and make everything because it was easy for me." Because I'm a EU citizen,
so
as you know, it's easy for us. So I came, I did everything, insurance number and everything. So by the time for him to come, he decided not to come anymore.
Right.
Because he was happy. He said he was happy there.
Where he is, so he doesn't want to change location.
Yeah.
So is that really why the relationship did not work?
He's one of.
Okay. So how has it been being you alone from the age 4 till now? How have you managed those situations, having a child and also obviously, like I said, you're a lawyer. How did you balance going to uni and then looking after your child?
So in the beginning, being a single parent is always hard. Always hard because you carry two work, let's say father work and mother work at the same time in your shoulder. So it's very hard to deal with, and also to have this kind of life, like balancing your professional or academic life to your parenting life.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have, you have to organize yourself for that. You have to be prepared for that. You have to be strong for that. Mm-hmm. Because to raise a child is not easy. This is something very, very difficult. Because what your child is going to be tomorrow is the reflection of what you're teaching him today.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So it's very hard to do that. But I managed to balance it because I thank God I have two wonderful sisters.
Right.
That they're always for my child. They're always, always, always.
That's so, actually going to be my next question.
Sorry.
What is the how important is the power of support system has played in your life?
Support system can come and or you can divide it in topics.
Okay.
Because you can say you have a government support, you family support, friend support, or even your community area support.
Yeah, community is very important.
But I'm going for the government.
Okay.
The government support in the UK for me is the best thing I had since I came since I came to this country.
Okay.
Since as a single parent, yeah, because UK government prioritize a lot single parents in this country.
Right.
We have a support. Like mentally support, we have a social support, we have a financial support in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
But compared to other European countries, where I came from, which is Portugal, we don't have that.
Right.
And that society sees like a single parent as an irresponsible person, or you are not able to raise a child. You know, so the judgment of the society depends which country you are going to.
Right.
You know. Yeah.
Do you think because there's a good support for single women, do you think that play a role in us having more single women in the community? Do you think it encourages people to be like, I don't need a man in my life?
Yeah, that's that. This is another challenge in the UK because I believe the UK, because as a law graduated, as a lawyer, I know the legal system in the UK. So I believe the legal system concerning the parenting is a challenge because it divides families.
Right.
You know. It divides family. Right. I've been seeing people that came from Portugal together.
Mm-hmm.
They are here building up, and 2-3 years
they're not together.
Anymore. This has happened a lot in my community, which is the Portuguese community.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Like I said, there's always pros and cons in everything in life that we face, which means as much as the government that is doing what they are doing is actually for a good purpose. But unfortunately, us as human, we always take advantage of everything around us. And that's, I feel like, it's actually not the government that ruined the system. It's actually people that are taking advantage of the system. That's how I feel, because I feel like if you have two parents, it's actually, the Bible said two heads, I don't know if it's Bible or adage, I said two heads are better than one. So if two people actually work together, I think they can achieve more than when one person is doing it. But because one person have the ability with the support system, they feel like, oh, I don't need the other party to actually work things out.
No, that's wrong, because every child deserves to have a father, both parents together. But because of our society, it doesn't mean you have two, you know, because of the society we live now. But the father plays a big role in the
life of the child.
The life of the child.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't mean that me, as a single mother, I cannot do it.
Okay.
You know, because they said, God give you the job he knows that you can do.
Okay.
Being a single mother, me, I'm not saying I don't need my son's father. I need him. Okay. Because sometimes,
but so far it's not available, you have to step up to do what's needed.
Exactly. But honestly, my son's father is a very, very good father. We have a very good co-parenting.
Okay.
Communications. We deal very well with the situation.
Okay, that's good.
He's a wonderful father, to be honest.
Because that's one I want to ask, that what as a single parent, mm-hmm. you have the opportunity to have a good co-parenting with your with the father yes. of your child.
Yes.
So how is that? Tell us, how does that dynamic works?
So I'll explain. You see, like I say, my son father mm-hmm. is, I would say, is 90% doing right.
Right, okay.
But that 10% mm-hmm. missing is because he's not it's in not the same country.
There.
He's not, yeah. Absolutely. That's, okay. that's the thing. Okay. But he does everything. Mm. Calls, holidays, mm. Everything pays his child support, mm-hmm. like, You do everything, so mm-hmm. I can't complain, to be honest.
That's good.
I can't complain. I know he's not 24/7 with us mm-hmm. because most of things I carry by myself. Mm-hmm. Let me give an example. My son had an accident; he broke his leg.
Right.
So, as you know, his father is not here. Mm-hmm. I have to deal with the situation by myself. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. So this is for me. This is the hardest thing or mm-hmm. the worst part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, because. Mm-hmm. It could be here giving me support
Absolutely.
On that. Mm. But because he's not in the same country, so that's why. But he's a wonderful father. I don't have to complain about it.
That's good. That's yeah. good. So what has single parent taught you as a person?
Oh, it make me realize that I can do more than I can imagine that
you think
it's possible
do.
To do.
So,
it's
so do you think it
carry.
Unlock a lot of things inside of you that
yeah.
you didn't know that you can
yeah,
do?
Yeah.
You bring out the
superpower woman.
That's good. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, I like yeah, that. Because yeah. I feel like as much as I had a broken family also growing up, and I feel like the power that single parents, especially mother, has when the relationship has broken down that they are alone is tremendous. Like the way I feel like if and I'm not throwing shade or anything right here, but I feel like if single parents, either a man or woman, mm-hmm. can go extreme the way they do mm-hmm. when they are alone in relationship or marriage, I feel like the world would be a better place. Because I feel like mm-hmm. people do bare minimum when they were together because it's a joint effort sometimes.
Exactly.
But immediately they break up and then you see this superpower of I can do it. And it's not even just women alone. Even with men, some men, because a lot of men also, we don't hear story about men being single parents a lot, but there's actually a lot of men that actually single-handedly raise their kids. And they will go beyond extra to make sure the child is fine, is fed, is this, is that, give them the best education. But meanwhile, when they were together with their partner, they probably would not put that effort into the relationship
exactly.
when they were there.
Exactly.
And it baffles me that why are we not using the same energy? Why? Because I really cannot relate, but you want to say something?
Yeah, let me tell you something. In my community, yeah, mm. the experience I have from, in my community is like we have more like you can have both parents with
mm-hmm.
you,
mm-hmm.
but you still doing the two jobs.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, in my community, we have that a lot.
Okay, when the one partner is not active.
Exactly.
Just right.
So
right,
what? Tell me, what is the difference then? Just because you have a husband at home. You think your child is going to be raised
right.
better than my child? No.
That's a word.
No.
So what you mean right now is some people, even in the relationship, they are doing bare minimum. They're just there as a figurehead.
Exactly.
Because they're actually not doing much.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other partner is actually the one doing most of the job. And then you're thinking, if I'm doing everything alone, I might as well leave you and do everything by myself.
That's why the system is in place.
Mm.
That's why I say to you, the system can mix or can fail with families because we in UK we have a lot of systems. A lot of support.
Mm-hmm.
That support you can say, oh, why do I need man for?
Mm.
Why do I need man for?
Mm. Right. So I mean, you've told me a little bit of the struggle of what you faced. While raising your kids, what is the most difficult challenges you've ever faced raising your child? And you feel like if you had a partner, it would have been better.
to be honest, is most when it's like, for example, like the time you had an accident.
Okay.
You had a, so you same accident.
The physical part. Physical support.
Physical support. Yeah. Also because now my son is growing. He's 16.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's feeling that power. Like, okay, I'm a teenager. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. when we are teenager, we feel mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. okay, I can do things by myself. But it's not right. like that. Mm-hmm. This is a time we need a solid man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it could be your new partner mm-hmm, mm-hmm. or it could be
the father figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need a father figure mm-hmm. this time. But me, I know the way I raised my child, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried that much, but I still worry, but mm-hmm. I'm not worried that much because my son, I came from very good father.
Right.
My father is somebody that left Africa very early,
mm-hmm.
like 16. He went to study in Italy. So my father grew up with this European culture already before right. I was born.
Mm.
So then he moved to Portugal. So in Italy, he learned the good manners, you know, because he's been around. Do you know that people that go into Africa, people from the church, they're going to do missionary. Africa. Mm-hmm. So they're the one brought him to Italy. So he grew up with them.
Right.
So I took that from my father to teach my son because I believe your education have to be passed.
Absolutely. Okay.
So this is what I did with my son. And I make my son recognize my value because we are single mother.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make our child to recognize our value.
Our value is very
important.
Okay,
because tomorrow you will say, oh, before I do mm-hmm. something wrong, let me think, oh, my mom was single mother. Mm-hmm. She worked very hard to mm-hmm. raise me. So, mm-hmm.
And then you're also taking something from your grandfather, from your own father, which is his grandfather.
Yeah.
So now he has something to feel like a man also because you're bringing that also to his life.
Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful.
So,
anytime
I go to school, a parents evening,
mm-hmm.
all I can hear is like, oh, your son have a very good manners.
Oh,
your son is
good.
Very educated.
We're glad to hear that.
The head teacher came to me and said, no, I'm not saying congratulations to your son. I will say congratulations to you because the job you did, the role you are playing in your son's life, you know. So
wow, that's good. Right. So we've talked about the struggle, and now we're going to talk about the strife. But before we do that, we go on a short break, and then we're back, then we can explore. You can tell me all your achievements, what you've managed to have done in this last few years. And that's what we're going to talk about when I'm back from this break. And the song we'll be listening to right now is Oba by Andrew Bello.
Kuise, oh na na na, oh shubare, hey oh, Oba Tauri, Andrew, oh mama mbosha wore, oh na na na. Gani tansaya, ubi kati bala ilara, okwa mi mo tebi chara, olonu mi, alagbara, okwa mu kamu oju onu osheba mu, oshemi lanu, eh. She be let me up all day. One baby, we pay by one more jetty. Say, what would delay? Get say, about me, I bet you look at a bit. I get it. He barred it. Oh, she barred it. Ah, Oba. Everybody say, Oba.
You love, run of the universe. Mo wole mo teri ba o. Heaven and earth adore you. You made the earth your fruits to know. Arubo ajo, ko sebi toju ni lo. You reign in the heaven and the earth. Dalaba fi owe. Ko sebi tole ba onoba. Oshubarere, oba kari aye.
Holy God Almighty, Oba mi toto fenti, Oba ni o, Oba, Oba ni o, Oba, Oba ye pe, Oba, Oba ni o, 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 Oba ni o.
Radio Africana.
Hello, my people, and welcome back onto Posh Bass Couch for today, where we're dealing with a topic called single parently struggling and striving with Fatima. So Fatima has been able to tell us the struggling part of being a single parent, the advantage of co-parenting with a boy's father, which is a good cooperative system they have in place. She has told us how she's managed to balance looking after her child and also have to grow her own career. So we're gonna talk about the achievement and the striving side of how she has been able to strive as also while also doing her parenting. But before we do that, I will quickly do a quick advert. As I said, we have a sponsor on this show this week, which is Peppermint. So Peppermint is actually a cafe. It's a cafe and lounge where people go. You have a working space where you can go and have a good time. You can actually work there from your morning all the way till evening. It's open from, I think, 9 a.m. in the morning and all the way till late in the evening. There's coffee, there's shisha, there's tea, there's food. It's a restaurant. It also has a bar. So it's actually like a full package. So there's a lot of things that you can do there, and it's very cozy. It's a place where you can actually go and just rest and relax and enjoy. And next month, which is on Saturday 28th and 21st of December, there's going to be a Christmas brunch and after party that's going to be happening there. I will be there. We can do some meet and greet. So I'm inviting you guys for this Christmas party brunch. So you guys are happy, more than welcome to come, and then we can all chill and hang out together. So the address is actually 163 Great Duisey Street. The postcode is M31FF. So, like I said, guys, Peppermint Urban Lounge and Cafe is welcoming you to come, and then you can have a good time there. All right. So back to my reality of why I'm here today, which is on Posh Beach Couch. So, Fatima, tell me, what are the, in these last few years that you've managed to finish uni, and I understand you're working at the moment. So, tell me, what are your achievements, even though you had to go through being a single mom?
So, I had a lot of achievements, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Because I came from zero to...
to where you are right now.
Yeah. Mm. So I was being single parent, like I said, it's very hard. I was very struggling, very, very struggling with that. But I managed to change my life because I want my son to see me as an example. I want my son to take me as an example in the future, you know. So my achievement, I graduated in LLB law from University of Bolton. And I just finished my master's 2 months ago.
Oh, wow.
In my LLM in law as well.
Congratulations.
So I'm very soon I'm going to do a PhD.
Oh, wow. Okay. I like that.
But then the one of the most achievement is when I look back to the life I was living before, I was in before with my son. So, and compare it to now, I can say I did the very huge achievements.
Mm.
So when I see my son, my son is 16 years old now. When I see my son, I look at him, I say, okay, Fatima, you did well.
Mm.
Wow,
mm.
You did it well. That's cool. I'm so proud. He's 16 years old. He speaks 3 languages, Portuguese, English, and French.
That's nice.
So he's going to Spanish now. So I'm very proud with this. I used to live like in the flats with my son, which was a small flat, very bad condition.
Mm.
So I did work a lot mentally to try to get a better place for my son. Wow. Because I believe that when you have a good environment, your child can grow up.
Absolutely, like, absolutely. It's actually part of necessity of life.
Exactly.
After food, according to Maslow, after food, water is shelter.
Yes.
And if you have those three things, that's actually what you can build on. If not, you don't have a life yet.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I understand what you're saying.
And another achievement is, let's say...
Tell me, you started a business that you're doing.
Exactly.
Tell me about the business also.
So, 2025, I decided to create my own company, which you call... it's a consultants company. It's a Global Link Trust. We provide 3 services. The first one is the legal advice service, and the second one is interpreter.
Okay.
Like because I speak.
Because you speak multiple languages.
Multiple language. So
right.
Actually, I'm working. This is my job. I'm doing it. Anyway,
okay.
So
is that what you do with NHS?
NHS, yeah. Actually, I'm working for NHS. I'm a Portuguese translator and French translator as well. So I work for NHS. I work for legal system in the UK. Like I go to the courts. I go to judgments. I go many places. So that's why I decided to build my business.
Okay.
But my business starts from since 2018 when the UK government announced that they're gonna come out of EU. So we EU people, we need to settle, we need to do this, all this settlement status.
Okay.
So because most of the people, they don't speak proper English, or they don't speak English at all. So they came to me, oh, I'm struggling to do my settlement. Can you help me? So I decided, okay, let me try, let me go. I did one person. That same person went to tell another person.
Right.
That is me. So
then they start coming.
They start coming.
Wow.
And then I was doing it. And I left it for 2 years, like I was out of it. And one day I was having a conversation with Sasha, and I said to her, you know what, I need to change my life. I know it's already changed, but I need to change
to
my
do better.
Better. She said to me, come on, you speak language, you know all these administrations, all these legal things, so why you don't create a company that you're gonna give your services to
you
people?
You can also help the community, give back to people.
So I was like, okay, it's not a bad idea, but let me put it aside. One day I wake up, I say, you know what? This is what I like to do. This is me. This is Fatima. And so let me put it.
And you know, it's very good when you live in your purpose, because you don't just want to wake up, go to work, come back home without purpose.
Exactly.
But when you actually do what you love and what you enjoy, you realize that you're actually living a happy life. So, and I believe this role of your new company that you've built, and I pray, I hope it's going to get better and it's going to move from the state that exists right now, and it's gonna keep getting better.
I just want to add things on my business. I do help people from everywhere in the world that want to come to England to study. I do help with the visa process. Fly tickets, accommodation, all these things, even everywhere in Africa, for example, let's say. And I have clients in Senegal. I'm going to sign the contract with people in Ivory Coast yet to come, because I do B2B, business to business as well. So I connect business. Like when I went to Senegal, I went with investors. Okay. So I connect them to Senegal to invest in Senegal. I use two things. I use my knowledge as a linguistic person. And I use my knowledge B2B, business, connecting business to business. So I went there, everything was fine. They're very happy, they're satisfied. So that's it.
I am really proud of you. And I feel like you've just done a lot of adverts, and you're going to have to pay me because of all the things I've been saying. And for real. And I'm going to post if you have a flyer, I'll post it, and then people can actually reach you after today's show. So, we've been talking to Fatima, and see, you can see how she has been able to transform herself from wherever she is. There's that song that said, started from the bottom, and now we're here. She has actually started from the bottom all the way. And now she's here thriving even as a single mom. Because the whole purpose of what this show today is how we can actually strive, even though we go through a lot of struggle as a single parent. But you can see that she's told all the story of how she's able to navigate as her life all the way from through struggling. And right now that she's thriving. And I'm so proud of you, Fatima.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to ask you one more question before I go. How do you deal with burnt out? Because you have all these things that you're doing. How do you recoup? How do you manage your mental health?
Sometimes it's difficult, because as a human being, we have a time that we are down, okay, emotionally. So, but that can happen anytime. But the good thing, what you can do when you are like in the position is to connect the people who you trust. People you know that anytime they're going to be there for you, okay? They're going to lift you up. Family member, friends, or even your community, try to do it, because that's going to happen with every human being. Yeah, because some people can go through the anxiety, depression, you know, this is the things that can put you feel down sometimes.
So do you believe in talking therapy?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do.
And has it helped you? Have you tried it before?
I did.
Okay. What was your experience?
My experience is very good, but I put it in the position that, like, I know many people are ashamed of saying that they're going to therapy.
Like there's a stigma on it.
But if you take it as like you are talking to somebody as your friend or as your best friend
that doesn't judge you,
exactly, and also is somebody is not part from your community, it's not part from your social life, you feel for me, talking to a stranger, professional stranger, is more
calming
than talk to someone. Because sometimes you are shy to talk certain things with your family or your friends.
Absolutely.
So that's why the therapy is very good, because you can be you, not something else. Because we all pretend sometimes when we are sad.
Absolutely.
Or when we are going to emotional troubles, we all pretend. Yeah. But there, you don't need to pretend. You just need to be you.
Right. So my last question for you, how do you feel about Posh Pit Couch? What Now that you've been on the couch yourself, you've experienced it. What do you want to say?
I'm not going to say that much because this man is my good friend. So I don't think my people are going to take me for serious because they know already that I'm going to talk good things. So, but it's okay. Okay, this is my first experience. I never had this experience before. Mm-hmm. So obviously I'm nervous, but you made me feel comfortable. You made me feel okay, relax, everything's gonna be fine. You gave me that support. You see, you already working on my mental and emotional things, you know. So yeah, this I'll say is a good experience for the first time. Yeah, and I want to try again. I want to try again.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. So, yeah, my people, I think we've had another good episode of Popish Couch today. And like I always say, this is a safe space. My job and my calling, as I always say, is for me to actually make sure people around me are okay. And one of my best attributes on aura is actually keeping people calm. And I feel like if there's a fire, I will walk out of that fire without running because I actually don't feel like I need to run. Because when you're running, you don't know what you're running to. Mm-hmm. But when you're calm, you can actually look, okay, this is where I want to go. Mm-hmm. And then you can actually do. And not everyone has that ability or that horror. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm here. So I can guide you. Mm-hmm. I can walk you through that very thing that you might think, oh my God, my life is falling. My life is. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. We just need to find the right person that we actually tailored you and guide you through whatever things you might think you're going through. And I'm here and I got you. And that's why I created this space. It's a safe space for everyone, even including for me. It's a safe space for me also because I feel like when I'm here, I can be me. I can talk. Exactly. I can relax. I can joke. And, you know, we can all balance and look up because our mental health is extremely very, very important.
It is.
And I feel like on that note, we've had a beautiful episode of another Posh Pitch Couch. And shout out to Peppermint. Thank you guys for this episode, for sponsoring this episode. And also to my production team. Thank you very much. And seeing you next week on another episode. And until then, God bless you.
Bye.
I'll be on the phone, calling you tonight. I wanna make you show me, make me know the fight. I don't want to sleep alone, wanna hold you tight. But I fool my eyes, but I'll be alright.